You are listening to the Sarah Fader podcast, Jews Podcasting, with Evan Morgenstern.
Hello.
So I have a troll person who sent me a message through my contact form and asked me the following. Do you have any books on sucking dick?
Wow, that's not appropriate.
No. However, my friend, Sarah, came up with the most genius response, which was that she inferred that this person must have assumed that I was an expert in the area. So that's why I would have written a book.
Okay, all right.
So my Facebook status just now was the following, and Twitter. It was...
I will have to see this.
The person who trolled my website yesterday asked me if I wrote any books on sucking dick. Now, while I haven't penned any on the topic, I am flattered that this person believes that I am skilled in this area. It means a lot that people have faith in me.
Nice. That's perfect. What do people think that is gonna, like, the response is gonna be when they ask something like that? It's just...
I think that it was more for the effect of being a jerk face.
Yeah, sure.
That's fair. I mean, it's so funny. I was thinking about the episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt where Kimmy says to Jacqueline, "You're being a grade A jerk brain." And then Jacqueline goes, "Oh, so the best jerk brain."
Right.
Grade A. And I feel like, I don't know. That, to me, that actually reminds me that anything can be twisted into an insult or a compliment.
Oh, sure. I had a teacher once who said, you know, somebody calls you a smartass is better than being a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for telling me that I'm intelligent. Appreciate it. I mean... And that's the thing is, like, the worst thing that you can do to someone who is trying to make you feel bad is to be like, "I appreciate your insult. Very creative."
Right.
You know? I think that is actually a really good line. "I appreciate your insult. I can tell you put a lot of thought into it."
Yeah. No, people expect, like, a defensiveness back. They don't expect...
No, I think I might actually make stickers like that. "I appreciate your insult. I can tell you put a lot of thought into it."
I don't know if you've ever seen the television show You're the Worst.
No.
But one of the characters is British and very angry, and his friend drags him to see improv, which, you know, anyone would be angry. But and so he's showing the improvisers after the show a list of heckles that he had. And they look them over and they're like, "Okay, but this would have been funnier if you had said this instead of that." And they critique, but punch up and help his heckles.
Oh my God.
And he has to do with that, yeah.
That's amazing. I just think that, you know, we all have good, I'm not going to deny the fact that I am really good at that. Like, I wouldn't say really good, but, like, I've never had a dissatisfied customer. Nothing against sex workers. I'm not a sex worker. However, sure. What I mean by customer is monogamous partner.
Okay.
I've never had anyone that I have been in a sexual relationship with complain about that.
Sure. And not that it also has to be monogamous, but also,
No, but, you know, I know that we've been trying to plan Montana for some time.
And now it just sounds even better with this.
Not that
it needed to sound better. Not that I needed to any other reason. This is all.
But I mean, like, I really feel like this person has made us think about giving head in a very different way. You know?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe it should be on a resume. Like, I'm starting to think that maybe this is something we need to consider as more of an important societal skill.
You know, I mean, honestly, I'm not here to toot my own horn, and people are always surprised because I'm OCD and germaphobe, but...
You're good at going down on women? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, whether or not I'm good, I take pride in what I do, and I very much enjoy doing it, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's what... you know, Aaron also says that he is good at that, and I would agree with that.
I mean, again, I don't know, but again, I haven't had anyone complain. And I think, you know, again, like I said, when you take pride in what you do, you try to do your best.
No news is good news.
Yeah,
that's, exactly. That's how I look at it. Now, I think, would you buy stickers that said, I appreciate your insult? I mean, what are no magnets, perhaps? Magnets.
I feel like magnets. Oh, yeah, I like magnet, yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you for your criticism. Yeah.
Okay. She's not going to hurt herself. I can tell you put a lot of time into your insult. It shows.
Right. Something yeah, like there that, you go. I you like know? That.
You put a lot of, right? Something like that. Here, wait. Maybe like this. We want, it just, you know, keep it simple. Like, don't overdo it. You just want people to, like, I can tell you put a lot of time into this insult. It shows.
Yes, yeah.
Your insult is yours. Like, it's theirs, right?
Right.
Okay, I can tell you put oh no, they're arguing about kittens. Stop, you guys. I really don't want to deal with this. I'm trying to have an adult podcast.
Can the cat have a chocolate muffin?
The cat, just stop. No more chocolate muffin. You can't control the past. Let's work with the future, right? It's, from now on, no more muffins for the cats. Not right now. Ari, that's not helpful. Okay. I can tell you put a lot of work, effort. What do you think? Thought, effort, work. What are we thinking?
I think I can see you put a lot of effort.
I can tell you put a lot of effort. I can see. You put a lot of effort.
Right.
I can see you put a lot of effort into that insult, into your insult.
Yes.
A lot of effort. Wait, I can see you put a lot of effort. Why is this doing this? This makes me angry. It's, you know, designing things is really hard because a lot of effort into your insult?
Yes.
Okay. And then what are we ending with? What are we ending it with?
It is appreciated, maybe.
Let's see. Something like, well, I can tell, I can see you put a lot of effort into your insult. I mean, what's the message? Like, we're telling the person that they did.
They went out of their way to do something that they should, you know,
yeah.
that obviously I'm so important to you.
Right.
For, absolutely. And so much for you to actually go out of your way to.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely not the one that I want to use. We're going to have to go back. I mean, this is really difficult.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I can tell you put a lot of effort into your insult. So, it shows? No, but that's redundant, right? Is that
right.
Redundant?
A little bit, but I tell you put a lot of effort into your insult. Your time is appreciated.
Your time, yes. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your time. That's good.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Although Grammarly would not appreciate it because it is passive tense. I can tell you put a lot of effort into your insult. Your time is appreciated.
Yeah, I like it.
It's passive tense, but I mean, I think. What is it? Who is appreciating the time is the question. Who is that?
You know? It's appreciated, I'm sure. You know what people say?
Oh. nice. That's good. That's good. I think stickers, and then I can make it a magnet. I think that's
nice.
Okay. I can tell you put a lot. I can see you put a lot of effort into your insult. Your time is appreciated. That's good. That's good, right?
Yes.
Oh no, your work. Your time and effort are appreciated.
Well, if you're saying time, you put time. You don't want to say time twice.
Right. Oh no, I can see you put a lot of work into. No, I can see you put a lot of time into your insult. I can see you put a lot of time into working on this insult. There we go.
Yes.
I can see you put a lot of time into working on this insult. Your effort is appreciated.
Yes.
That's good.
I think your effort is appreciated, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
It's like when people say like charm, I'm sure.
You know? Oh my god. That's amazing. Wait. What the hell? Okay, there we go. All right, so what is it again? I completely lost it.
Okay. I see you put a lot of work into your insult. Your time is appreciated, I'm sure.
No, effort is not in there?
Your effort. Time and effort are appreciated, I'm sure.
Okay, hold, we can fuck around with this. Okay, sure. So wait, let me, that's not the one I want. Ooh, gold. Do we want it to be gold?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's pretty, yeah, because you want people to be like, yeah, I think that's good. That's, yeah, you know, that's pretty sexy. Let's, okay. Select this design, black and gold. I think yes. That's, you know, say select. Okay, I can see you put a lot of time into this insult. Do you hear how OCD we're going on this? Like, this is full
on. Oh, yeah. This is
full on OCD. Full fucking, okay, so.
I can tell you've put a lot of work into this.
I can.
Okay. Your time and effort are appreciated, I'm sure.
Right, right. Why is this being, this is unacceptable. Okay, I think I'm going to have to go back to basics. Obviously, this gold thing is too much. I mean, the thing is, you know, maybe simple is best. Maybe we don't want to
mess
with perfection, black and white. I mean, I like I'm sure. That's really good. That's good. Okay, I can see, right?
Yes.
What kind of a font? What kind of a feeling are we looking for? Is this like elegant? Is this casual?
I think elegant because I think when you do like snark and sarcasm in elegant letter, it sort of adds to it.
Are you thinking like cursive? Like where are we going with this? Are we going
something very like proper kind of?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling you on that. Let me find a really, because, you know, there's effort in here. They are trying, they're doing the best that they can. They think they're doing something that is helpful, though it's not.
Right.
At all.
Right.
Simple yet elegant. You know, it's like those, it's like that commercial for the International Delight Coffee, you know? Do you remember those from like the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
When they're talking about, like, Jean-Luc, the waiter. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best.
Remember the waiter, Jean-Luc?
Jean-Luc! And then they start laughing, and you're like, what are they talking about? Why is it so... Why are they reminiscing about this random person? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not with the card, so...
No, no, it's not. Okay. Oh, hold on. Stand by. Stand by. Assistance is on the way. Can you keep talking?
No. Okay.
Okay.
I hope everything's okay over there.
Hold on. No, it's not
playing. 80s and 90s coffee commercials were very weird and elegant. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where Giles was on those old commercials that were like...
So, Evan and I are doing a podcast. We're talking about what's really fun if you want
to
join us.
We have...
Okay, wait. Aaron is here, and I want you to tell him about what we've designed. So we, here, pull up a chair. Okay, so we were talking about trolls. I don't know if you saw my post about the woman who said that I sucked dick. We talked about this, right? So did you see what I wrote?
No.
Okay, here, I said the following. Here, actually, you can read it, Evan. You read it.
Are you talking about the...
Read the Facebook status that I just wrote.
Okay.
This was goddamn genius.
The person who trolled my website yesterday asked me if I wrote any books on sucking dick. Now, while I haven't penned any on the topic, I'm flattered that this person believes that I am that skilled in this area. It means a lot to me that people have faith in me.
Everybody loves that. So now we were talking about things like stickers that we could send to trolls. Uh-huh. So we came up with, okay, what's the end result? What did we come up with?
It was, I can tell you put...
I can see.
I can see you put a lot of time into your insult. Your effort is appreciated, I'm sure.
Right? It's good. Now we have to choose a font though. So we were thinking elegant, right?
Where's that kiss?
I don't know. Oh wait, there's this like weird horror font. Like someone dying.
Oh, that's great.
Is that good? Like we're talking about someone like dying. I'll show it to you, but I can see, we'll try it. I can see you put, I can see you put a lot. This is the most OCD podcast we've ever done. Like we've been talking about this for 16 minutes, minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see you put a lot of what? I forgot again.
Effort. Okay. So I can tell you put a lot of, see or tell.
You want see or tell? Tell. I think is better.
Yeah, I think tell just because
sometimes you're not seeing things. I can tell you put a lot of effort into this. I'm going to change the size.
Yeah.
Insult. What is it again?
I can put a lot of
effort into this insult. Your time is appreciated.
Yeah, your time is appreciated, I'm sure.
I love I'm sure. I'm sure is the best part. Wait, is there a comma? I'm sure? No, just I'm sure.
Yeah, I think before I'm sure.
I don't know. You are going to like this horror font, I think, right? I think it's good.
It's a good font.
It's good. At first I was like elegant, but I think this is better. Because I'm going to save this. Oh, but see, that's the thing. It's kind of like, it's not going to fit, I think, unless... The problem is that we are very wordy people, so.
Right, and you want to keep it.
No, but
I think you should do two separate stickers.
Really?
I can tell you put a lot of effort into this.
Oh, it's like a part one and two.
Your time is appreciated.
Right. But wait, you know what? This is good though, because actually,
it does fit.
Let me just make it a little bit smaller. I'm kind of insistent on this horror font. Hold on. It still needs to be. What is the minimal font that it can be? Jeez. Maybe the point is that I'm sorry, Evan. This is so boring for you because you can't see what's happening. Basically, this is seriously the most OCD podcast we've ever done. I think this is the only thing we've talked about at all. Right.
And we're allowed to say this has been OCD.
We can because we both have OCD.
Yeah.
We both do. Somebody said something about OCD. Somebody said something about OCD and cleaning. I can't remember what it was. Oh, but did I tell you that I was talking to Paige, my psychiatrist, and I was like, no, I didn't tell you. That's Ari's phone. Ari, is that your phone? Ari? Whatever. Nobody cares. So anyways, okay, so I have to get my blood pressure taken because I'm on Effexor, right?
Okay,
and so I know that this would probably bother you, but she goes, the blood pressure cuff, I promise you I cleaned it before I'm putting it on you. I can see your face. I see that this makes you nervous. So I was like, I don't care. Cause I was like germaphobic OCD people. And I was actually, I was thinking about like the majority of OCD people I know are like that. And it's so weird that that's not my thing. Like, that's your thing.
I mean, it's not for everybody not all OCD things.
Next lobster. I mean, it's not that you like germs. Like, you don't like germs. That's right. The point. Right?
Right. I was giving blood the other day at work, and it's in one of those blood mobiles, and I just, they have to do your blood pressure. I don't trust it to be a clean environment. I trust that they keep your blood clean,
okay.
But I was purely
wait.
Up and down my arms.
We
got to
talk about that. So I don't really have germophobia, but I will not give blood on those blood things because that creeps me out. It's creepy. It's creepy.
It is. I don't know how. At one point, I went to
that?
A place.
Would you give blood in the truck? I would never give blood on the blood truck. Mm-mm.
I mean, I feel like there has to be some kind of standard that they have to uphold, but at the same time, you've got people coming in and out all day. They're not cleaning the little beds off.
I don't know. The thing is, I think I'm not, it's not that I don't have germophobia. I have hypochondria, which is, you know, there's a fine line.
Sure, sure.
You know, I think, like, okay, do you remember, we were talking about this the other day with the tattoos that they were like, oh, the Mickey Mouse tattoos that gave kids, like, acid.
Oh, yeah.
That? Do you remember that from the 80s?
Yeah, the urban legend.
No, it was real.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, I know that they had tabs like that, but there was an urban legend that they were just handing them out to kids.
No, that was that was an urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
That was, but
yeah, Snoke bumped that one.
Okay, so wait, there was something
I had OCD
else.
About acid. That was
My OCD was like I never wanted to get like. Whenever I got tested for STDs, I'm like, they're going to give me AIDS by poking me and giving me the test. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Or like when I'd get a tattoo, like that's why it took me so long to get my first tattoo because I was like, I'm going to get a disease. You know? Now I'm like, whatever. Because they can't. Like they would get sued. They would get sued.
Oh, yeah.
So
and I mean, the thing is, you know, it also, I guess, you have to, you know, go to the right place. But I'm sure, you know, like restaurants have their health grades. Like there has to be a certain level of vigilance that they have where they know they would be in a lot of trouble if something happened.
You know, I gotta tell you, like the restaurant grades that are in New York where it's like, hey, whatever, I'm like, I don't fucking believe you guys. I don't know. I feel like they're playing the system somehow. Do they have that here where they grade restaurants in the window where it's like,
no.
Okay, wait, so that's weird. How do you know if it's like a bad restaurant then?
Zagat's? I don't
really?
Know.
Really? No,
know.
We're talking about, like, sanitary codes.
Right. Here there's not sanitary codes posted. It's just, you just assume that they're all okay because the health inspector is around to do their thing. And
that's so Portland. See, in New York, they're like, bad, don't go there. Like, right? Like,
here, if they got a bad grade like that, they just
they
shut
them
down.
No, for some reason, that's really messed up. I didn't even think about that. Like, how do they... That's
grade F.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and eat, please.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, would you like food poisoning? Because we can provide that to you.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. No, wait. So have you... Okay, what's the lowest grade that you've ever, like, seen displayed?
I've seen C's. And here's the thing. I understand that, like, a B might just be that, like, somebody, I don't know, maybe took out the garbage out the wrong door or something.
Exactly.
But
yes.
C is definitely suspicious and gross.
Why would anyone go there? That's what, and why is it still open? Like, at that point, just shut it down. Like,
shut it down. Like, in my neighborhood where they have a bee, and the only thing that's food is popcorn. And I'm like, I wouldn't go to their communal popcorn thing anyway.
That's so crazy.
Your popcorn is not sanitary. I'm sorry.
Like, you know, I'm not building it for two
stir
up, but they don't have
like,
to sanitary.
Okay, did you ever, you know, first of all, before I tell, no, I should tell you this first. Do you know why they stopped putting those, like, mints that are not in wrappers, like, in the bowl in restaurants? Do you know this?
Because it's disgusting, and people keep touching all of them?
Yeah, but, well, yes, because you have OCD, but I'm saying, like, do you know why, but, like, regular people that are not you, do you know why they stopped doing that?
Why?
Think about it. We're talking about unwraps, like not the peppermints that we had.
No,
okay,
no.
Why would they stop doing that for like a sanitary reason?
It attracts bugs. Mm-hmm. People are sneezing on them.
No, you'll be glad when I tell you they don't do it anymore.
Well, yeah, because it was gross.
But
well,
I don't
even have OCD.
Yeah,
and I'm like that's gross.
It's gross, but why is it gross? What did they discover about them?
People. I mean, I assume it's just people's fingers.
Yep, there you go. There you
go.
People
go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands.
That's exactly.
And then fondle all of
that's
the
exactly what
the
he, that's it. So, but what they saw is that they blacklighted them, and it was all covered with pee.
Oh God,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So now I'm like, now that I think back to my childhood and how many of those I've consumed,
they were so tangy.
They were so
yes,
good. They were so good. And now, but now
Mickey,
I'm like, what did I eat? Lots of urine. But
might as well just chow down on a urinal cake.
Yeah, just urinal ice cream. Like, that should be Baskin-Robbins' next hit. Okay, so tell Aaron about Baby Death Finger, Baby Finger Death.
Baby Death?
Yeah.
The fear in college that is before sanitizer was pretty big that you just could have on your nightstand. And the fear that if I went to bed with dirty fingers, somebody could break into my dorm room with a baby and put my dirty fingers in the baby's mouth and the baby would get sick and die and it would be my fault.
Okay.
Wait,
OCD is playing the odds and knowing that you can't disprove it would happen. It probably won't. But
is it baby finger death or baby death finger?
Baby finger death.
Baby finger death should be a metal band. Like, because every time you've told me that, I think that was in my head and I never said it. I feel like maybe I have said it, but it really should be.
BFD, before BFD was big fucking deal.
Right? BFD! BFD. You know what? I know so many different things that are BFD. Like, okay, baby finger death. My friends on Long Island, there was a diner that they used to like to go to. They would call the Big Food Diner. So BFD.
Okay.
BFD. Baby finger death is way better though. Come on. Baby finger death. But then see that seems like grammatically incorrect because are you saying that the baby's finger died? Because baby finger death.
Baby finger death.
I don't know what that. What do you mean?
Your
baby,
fingers.
Comma finger death.
Baby, comma finger death.
So the baby is dying from finger death.
Okay, is that what you mean?
The baby is dying from my dirty fingers.
Oh yeah. So okay, yeah, that is what you mean.
I mean, it plays well on stage as baby finger death, and this, you know.
I don't know.
Otherwise, I could try to make a routine out of it and only freak out a few people.
All I know is that I wish. That you had been with us yesterday at the car dealership because I was having all kinds of crazy conversations and accusing the sales guy of wanting to sleep with another salesperson. It was the most inappropriate, but not like I was messing around with them, but they thought it was so funny because like they're like, you know, innocent Pacific Northwesters, you know?
Right.
Or is it New York? Nobody would be like, they'd be like, whatever. Like, they wouldn't even bat an eyelash, you know?
Like, we already kind of fooled around. It didn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly.
It was part of the interview process.
Exactly. No, I mean, well, I guess I'm kind of jaded because, like, and I don't know if this happens in your office, probably. Who knows? Anyway, I worked in, like, he works in Social Security.
Okay.
So when I worked in welfare to work, like, people would sleep with clients. Like, it was bad. You know?
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No. I mean, I'm sure people, unless they are into elderly people, don't sleep with clients in your line of work. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, corrupt things happen in these places is the point.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I was going to ask you something about that. Okay. So along with this thing about the restaurants, like displaying that your restaurant is going to get terminated or shut down, like, we were talking about things in New York. I'm never going to get over this. I'm never going to let this go. Why are we waiting on the subway platform and they're just rats like running across the tracks and nobody has taken care of this? Nobody does anything. They just let that happen.
They need to release cats into the wild.
They do. No, but seriously, that is so unsanitary.
Well, nobody's like licking the subway floor.
No, it's not. It's like in the track, right? So like graffiti artists go down there and spray
things.
They
wear shoes.
But still, they could get bitten by
a rat. If there were graffiti artists going onto the trains, I don't know that rat germs is your biggest concern. I think you're...
Murdered by a train.
You might fall on the third rail, the fact that you might get hit by a train. All of these things, you're doing graffiti and you know they might happen.
I know is that it's disturbing to be standing there waiting for the train and seeing like massive rats just walking.
Well, and I'll see like a little sign that like this station was treated with rodenticide in 2003.
No, that's the funniest thing is you see these signs, they're like rodenticide, and then right next to it is a fucking giant rat walking by, and you're like, that's not helpful. Obviously,
well, I think they adapt. The generations adapt to it.
Yeah,
I've seen them on the platform. I was at Penn Station once where one just walked through, like, ran onto
the tree. Oh, my God. I mean, that's disturbing. I don't mind, like, when pigeons, have you ever been on the like, waiting for the train and pigeons walk by you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like pigeons either, and I always got shit on my head, but
yeah, everybody has.
Yeah.
Let's in order of importance or like whatever. What's the less favorable? Like the top three, the worst to like one is the worst, two is whatever, three is like not that bad. Squirrels, rats, or pigeons.
Squirrels, I mean, I don't usually, I've never touched a squirrel, nor have they touched me.
Right.
Pigeons are bad, but I feel like rats are the worst.
Yeah, so rats, pigeons, squirrels.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb, though, and say that I have a friend that, growing up that did try to pet a squirrel. Bad idea.
And she died. That's it.
The squirrel bit her, obviously. She had to go get, like, a rabies shot. I mean, it was the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, they're not Chip and Dale. They're not cute.
No, they're not. Why would you do that, though? Why would you knowingly,
pet a bobcat. Why not? Like,
right.
I pet wild animals.
That's really not responsible.
No.
Or not nonsensical. Totally not helpful in any way. What was the end goal? That's what I want to know. Like, to hang out with a squirrel? Was it like
friends?
Right.
Having nut supply.
Right. Exactly. Like, I don't know.
Disney cartoons, like, she probably saw Snow White and, like, I could be like Snow White and have all the animals, you know, flock to me.
Yeah.
But Snow White should have gotten all kinds of diseases from all that.
I don't know. I'm just going to say that now, just discussing all the different animals that we have interacted with or seen, New York is a very dirty place, I'm realizing.
It is. Yeah.
Like, even the ducks are gross. Like, think about it. Think about the ducks you've seen in Central Park. Like, they're not very clean at all.
No, I wouldn't try to pet them either.
No. Have you ever seen that commercial for Dawn dish soap where there's, like, a duck? Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, does that upset your OCD?
No, only because I would never take the job of cleaning up.
Okay, wait, explain the commercial.
It's like they're cleaning off these animals. I think I originally started with, you know, they're cleaning off, like, from oil spills and stuff.
Yes.
But, yeah. You know.
I distinctly remember, like, a duck covered in, like, black tar liquid, and they're, like, using Dawn dish soap to clean it. You're like, wait, this doesn't seem right. Like, none of this.
Isn't there something a little bit more like
a little milder?
Well, not even milder, mm-hmm. but something that's like a little bit more like animal friendly.
Exactly.
Or like
yeah.
a little bit more like.
How does Dawn?
Or even more industrial strength than Dawn to get off oil.
Yeah.
If you've ever got oil in your hands, like, Dawn doesn't do shit for it.
No, it doesn't.
So why are they cleaning ducks with like?
Yeah.
So many questions. Like,
so many.
Like, it's true. Either you want to go, like, full on, like, bleaching the duck, or, like,
or use lava soap.
Or something.
That soap that's,
yeah.
like, all grainy, that, like,
right.
scrubs the shit out of your hands.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're not thinking. I still, hey, Dawn, if you're listening to this podcast, we would like you to sponsor us.
Or at
right.
least come on and explain.
Come on, explain yourself. We would be happy for you to give us money. What is that? Is there like? Is it Dawn or does another company make Dawn?
I'm sure there's layers above.
Johnson and Johnson. Are they evil? I feel like they're evil.
They're all evil.
Yeah.
I really think Glaxo. Whatever. Wait, is it Glaxo? What?
GlaxoSmithKline.
Yeah, they should sponsor us. Maybe,
oh, yeah, definitely Pfizer. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who makes them. Whoever manufactures Paxil and Effexor, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And give us free samples, too.
Free samples. I remember the days. Did your psychiatrist ever give you samples? I got samples all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember, definitely. Like, the box of Effexor, like the OG, like, the brand name, you know? I felt so awesome. I was like, wow, it's like not generic.
Right.
You know? Now you're like, Metaflaxylene or whatever. Come on. Why generic? I mean, if I want to buy Pepsi, I'm going to buy Pepsi. You know? Like, why do I need a generic? It's not, I feel like it's enforced. It's cheaper for them, I guess.
It's cheaper, yeah.
But why? Why? I don't understand why it's cheaper.
Because when they first come out with a drug, they put a patent on it so they can charge whatever the fuck they want.
Okay.
And then the generic comes along and they're like, I can compete in the capitalistic market, so I'm going to make it cheaper than the original patent when the patent expires.
That's fucked up. I always used to ask my psychiatrist to mark, like, no generic on the prescription because I like brand names. I feel like, honestly...
Well, it all depends on your experience, though.
No, I know, but honestly, like, I really think that there's a difference in quality.
There's not.
There really is. There is.
We're not paying for the name.
I swear to God, there was a generic of Celexa that was better, one generic that was better than the other. I noticed it. I was like, give me the circle one, because whatever that is doesn't work.
Hmm.
But then, I mean, I also have that weird gene that metabolizes SSRIs to... that I don't, and I can't, whatever. So I can't take them.
Sure.
But anyway, the point is that we need to plan a trip to Montana at some point in life. Somewhere
sure.
in the middle. Somewhere in the middle of the States.
Montana, and also just to go to Pfizer or Glaxo or something
oh
and just
God.
Go in person and be like, listen.
Yeah. No, you know what? We should actually fundraise for that. Where do they exist? Are they in California? I feel like they're all in California. Are they?
They're probably actually in California, but incorporated in Delaware, because that's where, you know...
Everyone incorporates in Delaware. All of them do, because it's cheaper to incorporate in Delaware. Let's
yeah.
see. Glaxo... There
are many people in Delaware, it's just...
What is it? Glaxo what? SmithKline?
I think so, yeah.
There we go.
I say that like I don't know.
Oh, weird. I think I get their emails? That's really bizarre.
Okay, you win.
Yeah. Okay, where do they exist? I'll just tweet them. Oh, they're in London? Weird. Well, we're not going to go to London.
That's a hell of a trip.
Yeah, we're not going there. I've already been there also. Okay, so who else is there? Pfizer?
Pfizer. There's a Pfizer. I know there's a Pfizer office in, like, on the east side in, like, Midtown.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Hold on. Pfizer. But what is I don't think Pfizer makes our drugs. Do they? Maybe.
I don't know. I should ask more questions, but I didn't just. They give me stuff, I take it.
Yeah, no.
I just have to petition Pfizer for.
Yeah, they probably
I just have
do.
To petition Pfizer for Effexor every month.
Yeah, so probably. Wait, where do they exist? Okay.
Orange County.
OC. Really? Where?
Oh. Sorry, it's change country. I can't read.
Yeah, I can't read either. It's okay. Let's ask them. Oh, I follow them on Twitter because we asked them to sponsor us at some point, I think.
Ah, yes.
Okay, so. We need to know where they live. I bet they're...
I'd like to think that visiting them would be like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh my God, I know, right? We should go.
It'd be like that scary boat ride is what it would be.
Exactly. I think we should do a Kickstarter to go visit them. I really think that'd be fun.
Find out where they are.
Yeah, we want to know... Wait, we want to know where you are?
Yeah.
That's so creepy. That's like the police song.
They're a big faceless, well, I'm sorry, wonderful drug company. I think they probably already know where we live. You know, that's I guess what I'm saying.
Well,
I don't think you can stalk a drug company, I guess.
They're probably like omnipresent. I want to know where your headquarters is located.
Yeah.
And can we take a tour? I'm going to reference.
This is not a bomb threat.
No, it's not. Right. Exactly. I think I'm going to reference Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, because
there
I think go. That's kind of great.
Where we want to see Air Candy Man.
Yeah, it's located. also, we want to plan a field. We want to plan a field trip. And then what are we? Oh, yeah. We imagine. Yeah. We imagine it would be like pharmaceutical. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay, pharmaceutical Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. How do you guys feel about Johnny Depp being Willy Wonka? Like, did you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It was all right.
As opposed to Gene Wilder.
Well, Gene Wilder is just classic.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. I don't think it was necessary. Now there's rumors that Donald Glover is going to...
Who is that? Oh, my God. No. No.
Yeah, Childish Gambino will be the next one. I don't know why they have to keep making them. It's fine.
Can we visit?
They have to make it because they ran out of ideas. There aren't enough ideas.
Basically.
Also, I think, how much money do we need to take our field trip? What do you think?
Well, once we find out where they are, we can...
Oh, wait, it says they're in New York.
Oh,
all
right.
So all I have to do is come home. But the thing is that will they let us tour the facility? We don't know.
That's yes. So we should find that out first.
Okay.
I got to get going soon.
Right, you have to leave because you're going, where are you going?
Oh, well, I'm going to watch with friends Germany-Sweden soccer.
Boring.
Well.
You watch sports? That's weird.
I watch a lot of sports.
What?
Yeah. College football, basketball.
Never, I'm so, like,
that's
so
why the, you know, the Sebastian the Ibis tattoo.
Right. I don't think, you just don't seem like a sports person to me.
I get that a lot, actually, but I like the sports ball.
I feel like you've just, there's like a multidimensional thing that just happened.
I'm a complicated person.
You're a complicated dude. All right. So where can people? Why you got to go and make things so complicated?
Wow.
Why you got to do that? All right. So just where can people follow you and?
EvanJMO2 on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and.
And everyone send us money if you want to donate. You can paypal.me/JewsPodcasting.
There you go. Yeah.
Send us money. We like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you too.